On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A good Thursday. It's a pretty good Thursday for the year, I gotta say. Out of all the Thursdays, this one probably ranks in the top 25. Maybe 15. No, not 15. Too high. Probably like top 20.
That's like half the year.
Yeah, no. It's one of the Thursdays. It's a good one. All right, top half. That's a good place to be. If you're in the top half of the league, you're doing all right for yourself. You can't be upset about that. I went up to 20. That's like top almost third of the year. That's up there, all right? I'm sorry. Where there's actual football on Thursdays tends to win out. But it is deadline day, and we have a lot to talk about. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here from 7 to 11 here on Overtime. We got Michael Markoch on the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s and doing some work behind the glass for now. It's Matt Corrali. Matt, we appreciate Matt here until Michael's back doing everything. But we got a lot to catch up on deadline day. Matt's helping out. We have plenty to get into in what has been a very stressful deadline day. Not even that, like, through the majority of it, I was just constantly refreshing my phone. I was more so, like, I don't know, doing 15-minute updates, right? Like, I was looking for the Stephen Kwan news all day long. I was like, maybe it'll be there. But I was more giving myself, like, 15-minute update windows to the point where, is it here? Scroll through three things. Twins just lost four more players. No, that's it. Okay, let's come back and Charlie Morton. Oh, that, all right. Have fun, Tigers fans. But that's all we were doing all day. Okay, we were just going through. We were taking the chunk by chunk, seeing the guys that got added, seeing the guys that were being removed for their teams. And I mean, I want to talk to you guys about the deadline because everybody was riled up. Everybody was up in arms on the idea that Stephen Kwan could be gone. Well, Stephen Kwan is not gone. He is a Cleveland Guardian for the remainder of this year. So I have to ask you, 216-474-0092, as we get into the show here. Are you happy with the Guardians' deadline decisions? And honestly, like, this for me doesn't boil down so much to Kwan. Like, I was probably closer to the middle of, I could see you moving off of him. I'm not going to necessarily be upset if you don't. It just kind of was what it was. I'd prefer in a way, I think there was an avenue where you got rid of him and it helped out for what you wanted to do. And I'm never going to be mad that you keep the second best player currently on the active roster. I'm not going to be mad about that. But I think more of where I can draw a lot of my gripe for the Guardians, and I understand that like the end of the deadline was probably an exhale for a lot of people, and you're not even paying attention to a lot of the other moves made. Like, more for me was just looking around being like, all right, well, what was the plan at the deadline here? It felt like your decision was the one thing that I said the Guardians could not do at the deadline, and that was nothing. I felt as if, though, you couldn't do nothing. Like, that was the worst decision that you could have possibly made at this time, was just take no avenue. There was just what I feel like were easy decisions to make. right? Like, there were guys that you could have just moved off of that would have made sense. But instead, you went through and you got rid of Paul Sewald. I'm not going to be mad about getting rid of Paul Sewald. The fact that he got anything back for that contract, thank you very much. But then, on the other side of it, you traded away Shane Bieber. Sure. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to be up in arms about Bieber being gone, coming off of Tommy John surgery, already having played his best baseball, I'm sure, in his career at this point. And the return was fine. I would have just been looking for more moves to be made. Like, show me aggression in some way. Show me a way that you're going to add to this lineup. Because for me, I'm looking at it and just going, he didn't really do anything for me. Like, he didn't push me in one direction or the other. It was the classic Guardians deadline of, yeah, we're going to take this a conservative route. We're not going to lead into the fact that this team is young and, you know, they might be 54 and 54, but probably indicating that we're not going very far this year. I think a Sewald move, a Bieber move partially indicate that, although not entirely. But I would just like to see you move on from some guys that it didn't make sense to keep. Again, I am looking around today going, Carlos Santana still on the team? I don't think you're DFAing a guy that you just paid like $14 million. That doesn't feel right. So he's probably going to be here, which means I'm going to continue to pound my fist on the table for Kafis day in and day out over and over again. Again, like, I understand that people are going to be excited to the fact that Kwan is still here, or at least relieved. I don't know if excited is the right term, but relieved that that deal was not made with any of the teams that were being talked about. I'm just, in a way, kind of out of it. Like, I don't feel a way to be excited by this deadline. I guess in the same way that I've been watching the Guardians for this entire season and have really failed to be excited or inspired by the way that they've played baseball. But it didn't do anything for me here. You didn't push me in a direction. This was the, we'll just let the team play it out, kind of how they're playing it out. Okay, well, that's going to be more than likely a team that misses the playoffs and not by a very wide margin. Where people are going to look back and think, well, couldn't you have made some additions to get a little bit better, to at least get into the playoffs? Or if you were already not going to make it, don't you think you could have indicated in another way that you weren't going to make it? Like, I don't know, moving off of your 39-year-old first baseman that you're paying over $10 million to. And I get it. Like, there was probably, I mean, if there was a market, there wasn't much of a market for Carlos Santana, okay? That was very obvious after Josh Naylor got traded. But, I mean, I was in the ballpark of, like, if you take Carlos Santana, I'm in for a little player to be named later. All right, if that is an absolute gamble, an absolute risk, doesn't matter who you give me. I don't care if you give me a 36-year-old pitcher who is on a minor league contract. You could have traded me Brian Shaw. And I would have been like, all right, I'm not happy about it, but as long as he stays in Columbus, it's cool. You gave me Carlos Santana and you gave me nothing else to work with. That's the end all be all here. You didn't give me anything to be excited about in any way. Like, I was looking for future excitement. I was looking for now excitement, and I understood they weren't going to buy. I knew that going in, but I was looking for anything to be excited about other than, oh, here's a pitcher that you can have that is starting in Double A this year. And like, he just got there. He's made one start at Double A. He spent the entire season so far in the high A system for Toronto. Yeah, that guy's not going to be here this year. Probably a really good chance he's not here next year. You're probably looking 2 years into the future. Again, looks fine. I'm not arguing against the kid. I'm just waiting for something to actually inspire me out of what they did. They're going to roll out the exact same team that I watched lose 10 games in a row. Also the exact same team that I've watched win 4 out of their last 5 series, but against the worst teams in baseball. This is a mediocre team. This feels like the team that you put out on the field to keep people coming to the ballpark, right? You kept Stephen Kwan. You kept a lot of the pieces that'll have you putting runs on the board enough to be like, we're in the hunt. Right there, if there was an in-the-hunt graphic, a wild card standing graphic, you will be near the top. You'll be one of the teams fighting for that last spot. I just don't have a good feeling that you will be the team in that last spot. I don't think that they've shown me anything to actually push themselves into being that. And that's where I struggle. That's where I look at this deadline. I'm like, you could have done anything else. This is, in every sport, the way I look at it, probably the worst way to approach how I should build a team. which is, oh, you're just close enough to almost get to the playoffs, but you don't get there. Because all you do is hurt your draft stock, which in a lottery system in the MLB, that makes absolutely no sense. That's what you don't even know where you're going to be. So I can't be that mad about it. But also, you got fans excited enough to get through the season, but not excited enough that their team actually has a chance to go and perform. Like, that is the worst, as a fan, the worst result that I could possibly ask for. And I think it's right where the Guardians are on track to be. And it's a result of what you do at the deadline. I get it. You have a lot of young pieces, a lot of guys you probably don't want to move off of. I think you have a lot of pieces that you could certainly move off of as well. Just guys, and nobody is excited for. I'm no longer excited to watch Carlos Santana. It would literally be addition by subtraction. If you cut him tomorrow and paid him the $14 million or whatever it is that he's worth on his one-year deal, I would be ecstatic just to say Carlos Santana is not playing baseball right now. Because I like what I see in Manzardo, and I'm excited about what I could potentially have in Kayfis. That's everything that I want to see. I just want to see you be in any way, shape, or form aggressive. And it's pretty bad when I'm calling for aggression being getting rid of a 39-year-old first baseman. But this was the sit-pat move. And I just don't know that following Emmanuel Clase, you had the luxury to be in a sit-pat move. You're not in that situation. It felt like you probably should have leaned into, if we have guys on this roster right now that we don't have control over or getting a little bit older, you should probably look to move off of them. But again, that's the way this team is built. They are built as a rebuilding team by almost every metric, except for the fact that their record is 54-54 right now. Every other thing about this team, they're crazy young with a couple of veterans. You think you'd want to stand pat because you want to see the development of some of the younger guys sitting on the roster right now. Problem is, like, I don't know how confident I am in these guys. And I'm certainly not crazy confident about all but four guys that I have in the minor league system right now at AAA that are going to help me throughout the course of this year and next year. I just don't know the direction. The direction is hold on through 2025 and hope that 2026 is going to be better. It is the same direction that this team takes year after year after year at the trade deadline. I'm watching other teams. I'm watching the Twins, who are in a similar spot to in the standings, literally fire sale their team. Everybody on it, they're like, goodbye. I mean, Carlos Correa is not there. You can look to half of their bullpen has disappeared. They practically, if they had anybody there that wasn't named Byron Buxton or Joe Ryan, they were like, all right, goodbye. And then I'm also looking at teams in similar spots in the division, like the Royals, or you go over to the NL, like the Cincinnati Reds, who are buying at the deadline. They're moving to get pieces. It feels like everybody has picked a direction in the world of baseball that is in any way competitive, except for the Guardians. That's what drives me nuts. That's what gets me crazy around deadline time. It has nothing to do with Stephen Kwan. I'm happy you kept him. That's great. I'm never going to be mad about Stephen Kwan being on the team. It's everything else that you did around it. 216-474-0092. Are you happy with the Guardians' deadline decisions? You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions, powered by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of deadline talk throughout the night. And we're going to get to your guys' calls coming up here in a little bit. We have the station buzz coming your way at 7:40. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Michael later on in the show in the 10 o'clock hour for Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Are you happy with the Guardians' deadline decisions today? We're going to get to your calls coming up here in 5 minutes as well. I mean, I do want to look at the Bieber deal at least a little bit. This is the one move you made today that I think you took any stance at all. So we're going to get into it, but I want to hear from you guys. It's coming up in 5 minutes. Your calls, more on the deadline, more on Bieber, right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick, with you guys until 11 on The Fan, in which I am not. Honestly, the way that this has felt has been that the entire Stephen Kwan news feels like, I know that it wasn't this, and I'm sure that the way that everybody was talking, they actually were talking about deals with Stephen Kwan, with teams like the Padres, with teams like the Dodgers. But it feels like the entire Kwan situation, the Kwan news, was so up ahead in our brains. It's like they pushed it just to distract everybody from the fact of, we're not going to do anything at the deadline. And everybody would be mad at that. Everybody would be upset by the fact of, here we go again. Same old Guardians. They sit on their hands. They do absolutely nothing. And they don't either add to this team so they can actually make a real push, or what was probably more logical, even though people don't want to hear it this year, sell off some pieces that didn't make any sense. Try to get something back. Try to build for, whether that's 2026, whether that's, you're telling me you're building for 2027. God, I hope you're not, but that's a real possibility at this point, because who knows what's going on with Clase and Luis Ortiz. But it was just a big distraction. It was, everybody's going to get riled up. Everybody's going to talk about Stephen Kwan. And guess what? We're the winners. Everybody gets to put a smile on their face when Stephen Kwan doesn't get traded, because, oh, thank God the Guardians weren't morons and traded Stephen Kwan. What a good decision by them. A great decision by them. If you hated the idea of trading him, his name shouldn't have been brought up in the first place. Now, I think it was logical that it was. I'm not saying that. But, like, the idea that it shouldn't have been there in the first place, that's more of something to me. If you're going to tell me that and you're upset by that, then just, oh, well, at least they didn't trade him. What a good deadline for the Guardians. No, they moved off of a pitcher that was one of their only assets of value in Shane Bieber. That was the only guy that was going to basically return anything worth a damn to you. And they moved off a contract of Paul Sewald, which, guess what I get to do now? Congratulations, you saved the money on Paul Sewald. Where's that going? Where's the money going that you saved for Paul Sewald? Genuinely, I am asking. Somebody tell me, where is the money going that you saved for Paul Sewald and not paying him for the back half of the year? I can tell you where. It's probably not going anywhere. They were like, oh, bad contract. Let's get out from underneath that. Thank you to the Detroit Tigers. I hope your bullpen is much benefited from the guy with like a 6 ERA. Hopefully he's much better and healthier for you in the back half of the year. But like, again, that's a money-saving move. That's all it is. That's all we talk about with that. But they don't reinvest. They don't push that money somewhere else. And they didn't get anything back for it. It was a player to be named later. I don't even know. Do we have that player yet? Did that player come across?
No, it won't for a while.
Yeah, so we're going to be sitting here until they announce to me it's some prospect, I'm sure, outside of the top 30.
It also said it was player to be named later or just cash. Like they may.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He just literally just hand the Guardians some cash for him.
Wonderful. Even better. That's my favorite trade by the Guardians. Just hand me some cash. Maybe we can make up something from the lost television deal. Right? Maybe we can pocket a little extra money so that we can sit on it later. Like, that's all it is. And I know, like, the economics of baseball are very real. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, the Guardians need to spend. Because that is such a boring beat-to-death argument that I hear left and right, day after day, every single time that somebody brings up the Guardians. We can't get past it without saying this team doesn't spend. They won't put the money into the team. It's like every team in baseball that sits in the same economic factors as the Guardians do the exact same thing. The Tampa Bay Rays do the exact same thing as the Guardians. They build competitive organizations, competitive teams, year in and year out, without spending money. And then those guys come up, they look good, and the Rays don't pay them. Or, in a lot of cases for the Rays, that player just falls off a cliff, and then they just go, oh, where do you go? No clue. But, like, it's the exact same thing. So I'm not going to get mad about that, but it is. It's like, okay, you set aside, here's what we're going to spend on the team. Here's what we're giving Paul Sewald. Okay, well, now maybe we just get handed cash for Paul. And that money goes into our pockets and you never see it again. And you probably won't see it in 2026. Like, that's all it is for me. Year after year, time after time. The Stephen Kwan thing, again, feels to me as if it was just pushed forward. And I know this isn't the case, but this is the way that it feels. Is that it was pushed forward into the limelight to distract people from the fact that they did nothing. And we're just supposed to be happy because they kept Stephen Kwan. 216-474-0092. Are you happy with the Guardians' deadline decisions? Let's go out to the phones. Nate is in West Salem. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, Jake. Hey, you know, I'm real happy Kwan's still here. I'm okay with Bieber going. I just can't understand what's going on here. We've got one catcher hitting 175. We've got one catcher hitting 125. Talk about addition by subtraction. Have we just... I find it hard to believe we couldn't have found a catcher that hit 210 or 220 in a trade for Santana, maybe Jonathan Rodriguez or John Kenzie Noel, and one of our excess plethora of middle infielders, a Schneeman or a Rocchio, to bring back a catcher that could have hit into the 200s, bump Bo back to backup. That's a 50-point bump in batting average from mm-hmm. backup. Put Austin on the staff because everyone says, well, he's great. You know, he's a great clubhouse guy. Well, put him on the staff. But if you get him out, you know, 125 is 125. That's that. So now we're blocking Manzardo at first.
Yep. And Kafis on top of it.
We've got all these extra, you know, John Kenzie Noel, Jonathan Rodriguez. Let someone else see if they can get him to make consistent contact. I think we could have made some kind of a deal to bring in a catcher that could have just, my gosh, hit above 200. That's all I got, Jake.
Yeah, Nate, and I appreciate the call. I mean, one, if I could send Austin Hedges to be my bench coach tomorrow, I think I would do it. Love the guy to death. I mean, truthfully, seems like one of the better locker room guys. They have him on there because he's a World Series champion, and he is just an absolute addition to a clubhouse that is very young. I also then look around, and I'm like, well, you're not helping me out. Like, that catcher would be available. That's also adding for this year. If you're going to get that catcher, you're probably going to get him on a one-year deal. They're not going to do that. They're going to sit here and they're going to try to develop Bo at the major league level, which offensively I think has proven time and time again has not worked. Like, Bo probably needs a break. And whether that's in AAA, he just needs some time off. Hey, Bo is playing a whole lot and not producing on the offensive end for what should have been an offensive catcher. I would have loved that ad. But again, that is in some way, shape, or form buying at the deadline, unless you're going out and getting a young player, which the Guardians just aren't doing. Like, they're not going, if you're going to get a young catcher, if you wanted to establish yourself to get the young catcher, you're looking at a guy like Dalton Rushing as one of the only guys that was actually available for that. Well, Dalton Rushing, you probably were to have to give up Stephen Kwan or when he was here, Emmanuel Clase, in order to get him back. And they just weren't going to do that. Like, is it worth it to add a catcher that might have some offensive ability in rushing to get rid of Stephen Kwan? I don't know. Again, 216-474-0092. Getting to some of your guys' calls here. Let's go to BP and Pepper Pike. What's going on, BP?
Hey, Jake. How you doing tonight?
I'd be happier if the Guardians did something, but I guess all things considered, we're not too bad. How about you?
Unfortunately, I mean, I'm really down on the Guardians. I mean, you know, it's also disappointing with Ortiz suspended, Clase suspended. I mean, you know, these guys got to know better. They've basically, you know, torched our – they really torpedoed our season. But, you know, I mean, Stephen Kwan, if the Guardians had traded Kwan today, I think I would have been done for them for a long time. I mean, he's the kind of guy you're looking for, a young, up-and-comer, leadoff hitter, gold glove winner, all-star player. I mean, all we do is trade away guys. This is like a flashback to the 1970s when the Indians were horrible, and they were just supplying the Yankees with all-star players. But I'm really disgusted as a longtime Indians/Guardians fan. You know, I mean, you know, you give they rehab Bieber for almost 2 years. They give him away for a prospect. I mean, I would have liked to have seen Shane Bieber pitch here for the rest of the season. We're two and a half games out of the wild card spot. I mean, it's just every year it's like more, you know, they got rid of Naylor. I love Josh Naylor. That guy can hit, you know?
Yeah.
And the team we're chasing, Seattle, they picked up Josh Naylor. I mean, I'm sick of the ownership. I don't blame the players anymore. I don't even blame the front office. I blame the ownership. The Dolans stink. They need to hand this over to the Blitzers or whoever, you know, David Blitzer and Josh Harris. I need to see, like, this is ridiculous already. You know, we haven't won a World Series in 77 years. I mean, think about that. That's pathetic. You know, that's why I go to one game a year and that's it, because I hope somebody from the Guardians is listening to this. I really do, because this is pathetic. You got catchers hitting, you know, 113 and 175. I mean, the outfield is anemic. You have no power hitters besides, like, basically Jose Ramirez. I just think this is pathetic. I mean, I don't even know why more people aren't revolting, you know, calling up and complaining, because if they had traded Kwan today, I think you would have had a lot of angry people calling in.
Oh, that's the only thing that is a positive really throughout today. Like, I see some of the Bieber stuff, and BP, as always, I appreciate the call. I see, like, I don't know. Like, keeping Bieber to me was a coin flip. I like the prospect that you got back, in all honesty. He's the fifth prospect coming back from Toronto. Again, he just got into Double-A. He's not going to help you for probably 2 years. He's a fourth-round pick. But he's got stuff, and a lot of the stuff that second-round pick. Yeah, was he a second-round pick? I don't know what I was looking at. That was fourth-round pick. Probably something else. Another trade that went down today. Second-round pick. Either way, kid's got good stuff. Looks like a pitcher that the Guardians absolutely would find a way to develop and do very well with. Again, I'm just looking around and trying to find, like, the positivity out of it. You move off of Bieber, you move off of Paul Sewald, okay. It's just, it is the constant same thing of just sitting in the middle ground and not making any move with any sort of risk attached to it. Trading away Bieber was a no-risk move. Okay, what? He's great down the back half of the year. You compete. You make it to the playoffs. This offense probably isn't taking you anywhere if you make it to the playoffs. That's the sad reality. So, like, you could keep him here. He's not guaranteed to be here past this season. And there's just, you trade him away, you don't know what he's going to be. He's coming off of Tommy John. I don't know that he's going to be great. I don't know that he's going to be bad. He's Shane Bieber. I'd bank on him being pretty good. But again, you get a number five prospect back. I don't hate it. It's just, he was a guy that already wasn't contributing. It's the same thing with Paul Sewald. He already wasn't contributing. When he was here, he wasn't great. And for a majority of the season, he's been injured. You just did nothing. 216-474-0092. Dustin's in D.C. What's going on, Dustin?
Hey, good evening, Jake. Man, hey, bud, I agree with a lot of what you're suggesting here, because it does seem just kind of like, you're just in the middle. What we talk about, it doesn't matter if it's, we can say even basketball. You know, you get a player that's coming back injured late. You know, it's a jolt in the arm type deal.
Yeah.
And obviously that's what Shane could have been. Obviously, if he can yield a nice arm coming back forward, that'd be great. But, like, what are you doing here? Like, it's not, you know, we're not the Rockies, we're not the White Sox. Like, we are actually we're in the mix, and I understand, like, hey, you know, once you get into the tournament, you know, you might not necessarily, you know, you have the bats, you know, you might not, but what's the message? There's literally no message here, and that's what drives me nuts about kind of what this is. The Guardians have always been a franchise for the longest, at least, even under, like, this regime here, this front office,
yep,
that has had a direction and a message. You know, your draft does not necessarily coincide with what you've done in the past. You know, you're not calling up prospects. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I'm fine with not trading Kwan, but I could also see a situation where not trading Kwan right now, if you're going in a different direction, is reckless. You know, I, you know, and you know, I, it, you know, opinions may vary, but I've always been of the proponent of, you know, you're going to actually get like the sweetest juice when you trade during the middle of the season, because that's when teams are most desperate. That's when they're going for it, in contrast to, you know, the winter. That's a, you know, you're just going to get better prospects and things along those lines, because the teams are going for it right now. And yeah, I'm happy to have Stephen Kwan here. Like I just don't understand what they're actually doing. And that's the confusing part. Like, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with it. Just like it's don't trick us. You know, we already know what the ownership's like and the payroll's like, but man, give us a direction.
Yeah, and Dustin, I think that's what bothers me the most, and I appreciate the call. I think that's what really gets under my skin, is like the message that the team, the roster would send, is that this team's building for the future. Like, it's littered with young guys who are going through struggles right now and starting to find their footing in some ways, but it's littered with, okay, well, sell off a lot of your old pieces, get younger, and worry about next year. Which, again, maybe Stephen Kwan is the answer if you're going for next year. I think, again, Class A probably throws a massive wrench into your plans as it pertains to what are you doing in 2026? Because if I don't have the elite closer, my bullpen's going to be worse. I don't know that I'm going to be able to close out games the way that I want to, knowing that that guy's under contract. It's the same thing with Luis Ortiz. Do I have the starting pitching? Do I not? The moves you make don't indicate that. Like, yeah, both of them make sense. You also kept too many guys here. You sit here and you play the middle ground. It's like, well, I want to keep enough pieces to be competitive right now and make fans care, but I also am, you know, actively sitting on Carlos Santana, blocking days for Kyle Manzardo, blocking an opportunity to play in the big leagues for CJ Kafis, and for what? So you can sell tickets this year so we can be excited about a team heading into 2026 that maybe has something, that sees some new faces, that gets people in the ballpark early, just to be in the exact same spot next year. I do not get it. 216-474-0092. We're getting to more of your calls on the deadline coming back. The station buzz also coming your way shortly here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Again, coming your way here at 8 o'clock. I do have to say, before we get to the station buzz, there's two fan bases that I'm just really happy I'm not a part of right now, aside from, like, the Colorado Rockies. I obviously don't want to be that's no fun right now. The White Sox, yeah, we get those. Like, those teams, obviously. It's the Minnesota Twins, because, like I said, goodbye to everybody. Yeah, is it really funny when you're laughing and hugging and making it like, oh, everybody's going to leave, and then, by the way, the two guys that were hugging before actually get traded? Yeah, probably not so much. Also, the Boston Red Sox, not because they didn't do anything at the deadline, not because it was terrible. There was, unfortunately, though, a graphic put out on social media by Fox Sports MLB that was Joe Ryan has been traded to the Red Sox, and it was just wrong. It was just downright wrong. He was not traded to the Red Sox, and the Red Sox, as fans, you'd be going like, we just got Joe Ryan? Hello? Like, we're back, we're in. And then it was just completely false. I'd feel heartbroken. I mean, listen, we're going to have to talk to Spencer German, because he might be dying right about now. That's a painful one to just take to the heart.
I'd love to know Spencer's reaction for those, you know, 2 minutes where that tweet was true.
I'm sure he thought, listen, this team might not be great this year. It might be okay this year. Just wait until next year. Just wait. And then it's just all off the table. Just all gone. Yeah, I didn't think the Twins were trading Joe Ryan. But, again, we're going to talk more deadline coming up later in the show. We're going to have plenty to talk about with the Guardians. We're going to get to talking Browns at 8 o'clock. Right now, let's hear the most pressing thing said by our station's guests today with the station buzz.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, let's kick things off. We're talking deadline. Let's talk some more deadline. Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com on with Baskin and Phelps today. And, he displayed the sad reality that has been the Guardian season. This, of course, keep in mind, before the deadline ended.
It's just been a very heavy season, right? So everything's just felt heavy this year. They've struggled to really piece things together in the win column. It's amazing they're 500 in spite of the way a lot of things have gone. But yeah, they just haven't had that edge to them. And then, you know, you kind of get a gambling scandal blows up in your face. And next thing you know, here you are at the trade deadline where I don't know if what we've seen is the extent of things or if there's still another big one coming. I think we all know, like you just said, I mean, how that would be perceived by the fan base. That would be pretty rough, but so has this whole week has been rough for them.
Yeah, this whole week has been rough. And honestly, like, I thought that the win streak came at the worst time. The Emmanuel Clase news, not that there was ever a good time for it, but man, did it come at just a devastating and crippling time for the organization to be like, well, you got back to 500. You're 2.5 games out of a wild card race. And you don't have your closer, who, by the way, as of late, minus, you know, blowing a 10th inning save to Jonathan India. Yeah, it felt pretty bad. He was really good for the rest of the year. That one hurt, though. But, like, it's been a rough year. Like, there were ups and downs, and there's reason to be positive for this team all up until this week started. And it was Clase's gone. They're bringing up Stephen Kwan's name in trades. Obviously, Shane Bieber gets dealt. It has really been a brutal time at this point in the year to be a Guardians fan. And the sad part is, I don't know that it gets much better. Like, I don't know that this year presents very many happy opportunities. Obviously, like, I'm going to be interested in the Guardians. I'm mad about what they did at the deadline. I think it will be their demise. You're still in the mix. I'm still going to pay attention. I'm going to care. But I'm not going to be happy about the way you handle things. The same way that I feel like I walk away from every deadline, except for one that happened 9 years ago, being like, well, this is a waste. Like, this is a whole lot of drama built up for nothing. Last year, it was the same thing. I sat there for a week, pounding my table, screaming into a microphone, go get me starting pitching. Your starting pitching is garbage. Go get me something to back me up. And you brought me Alex Cobb, who had an ouchie on his finger for the entire year and didn't pitch very much. And Matthew Boyd, who ended up pitching for you in August, was pretty good. But it wasn't like it wowed me. It wasn't like, this will fix everything. Yeah, thanks. I got 5 innings of Matthew Boyd, basically at maximum, where I felt good about. And then Alex Cobb, who pitched in the playoffs, didn't pitch well in the playoffs, and then couldn't pitch anymore. Yes, thank you very much. This year, I don't even have an addition. There's nobody to be excited. I have nothing. I have a few extra dollars in the Dolan's pockets. That's the only thing I have to show for this. That and a pitcher that is going to be playing on AA Akron. I hope the Rubber Ducks are happy. Great addition for them. I hope their season just absolutely poo, takes off from here. Woo-hoo! Wow, guys, get excited. This sucks. This absolutely sucks. And if you want more reason to just be upset about the Guardians, well, that's your David Sampson, CBS Sports, former front office executive in baseball, comes into play. He was on with Ken and Anthony this morning, saying, again, a sad reality about the Guardians, not current, but this time future.
We're the assets that we're going to use to be good now, but we're also going to use to get the pipeline refilled so we can have our next window where we can be great. And the Guardians have had numerous windows now, no World Series, but numerous windows over the decades of greatness and numerous windows of, hey, it's not our time. They've had a window right now, but I think they view this window to be currently closed.
Again, this is where I get angry, though. So if you tell me the window is currently closed right now, which, by the way, a lot of indicators would tell you the window's closed. Like, you're holding on to Jose Ramirez and Steven Kwan. That's your window. Like, if there's any sort of just sliver, a crack of it being open, it's at least we have these two guys. If we get anything around them, we still have a chance. Like, we have a good, very early foundation set. Aside from that, though, what am I supposed to be excited about with this team? The window is closed. David Sampson is right. There's nothing to be just overtly excited about. Kyle Manzardo looks good. He can hit for power. Okay, that's good. I like that. But it's not like he's just willing you to win baseball games. You don't look at him as one of the top baseball first basemen in the league or even DH. I just don't have anything. I look around. I'm like, I have young pieces who are okay, who clearly need still time to develop. So allow those players to develop. Get me players from the minor leagues who are actually going to come here and do something, or even some of the guys that are obviously here, like a Rocchio, like an Arias, like an Angel. Give me those guys and let me see plenty of them, but buy into that. Tell me I have a team full of prospects, because that's what I have, a team full of prospects that I don't know what their true value is. You're not going for anything this year. You're hoping to slip into the playoffs, and then what? You're going to sell me the mantra of baseball, which is all you got to do, you just got to get in. You get in and you don't know what happens. So I can tell you exactly what happens. You get in and you get absolutely mollywopped. You just get the floor wiped with you any playoff series that you're in. That's what happens in this current iteration of baseball. You don't get to walk in with a subpar roster and expect, oh, maybe if a bunch of 24-year-olds just get hot going into October, we might be all right. Yeah, congratulations. You keep fueling your Guardians run on hopes and dreams. I'll be over here living in reality with David Sampson, where the window is closed and this team should be buying into the young players and getting ready for the next generation, the next window to open, which you could have used this deadline to facilitate at least a little of. Even if that is, move off of Carlos Santana in some way and let's see CJ Cephas, because that guy's supposed to be part of your 2026 plans. He's supposed to be the answer going into next year, but then you're just not going to get any indication of how he's going to play in 2025. Wonderful. Just absolutely perfect. Let me remind you, the Super 2 deadline has passed. We are well past it. You are basically getting call-ups for free at this point in the season. It doesn't matter if you wait till next year unless you're also holding them off past July. Which, if I don't see CJ Cephas here by July of next year, oh, baby, are we going to have some fun shows on overtime. All right. Let's leave the Guardians there for a minute. Again, we're going to get back to talking about them later in the show. But let's talk a little bit about the Browns. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, on today with Ken and Anthony as well. And hit on something that we talked about yesterday. Are the Browns being fair to Dylan Gabriel?
I think they're being fair for the most part in this quarterback competition, except for the fact that I do think it's starting to get to the point very soon where you have to be fair to the whole entire offense and the whole entire team and narrow it down. And make sure that you're getting plenty of reps for the starter. It has to be a smooth operation. And we saw last year that it wasn't. They were not ready to play that opener. It's unorthodox to conduct a four-way quarterback competition. It's a little challenging for everybody involved.
I don't think there's a world where you look at the Browns and say they're being unfair to Dylan Gabriel. I think the problem that I have, though, is that the fans are unfair to Dylan Gabriel. That's what I hit on today. Is it or yesterday? And it was talked more about the station today across the station as well. The fans have the unfair view at Dylan Gabriel. To look at him and say, that's not a franchise quarterback. I get it. He's a third rounder. I'm still looking at him like he's a third rounder. I don't give any third round quarterback a good chance to be a franchise quarterback because they almost never are. I would be giving him at least the same amount of chances as Shedeur Sanders, who's a fifth round pick. I'd be putting that up next to each other. Again, young player. Do I think Shedeur has a higher ceiling? Yeah, sure. You want to give him an extra couple of percent chance to be a franchise quarterback compared to Dylan, I'll live with you. But if you're like Nick Wright, who is saying that it's a 0.0% chance Dylan Gabriel is a franchise quarterback, you're out of your mind. Like, it's a young kid who hasn't stepped on an NFL field. And you're telling me the fifth round pick's got so much of a chance, but the third round pick doesn't? That just doesn't add up. At that point, again, everybody bases the thing off of size, because you certainly can't base it off his college career, because he was great during that. Okay, well then Drew Brees shouldn't have been able to be a franchise quarterback. You're telling me that Bryce Young has no chance to be a franchise quarterback. Kyler Murray, despite being handed a massive contract, you're telling me is not a franchise quarterback. All right, well, any guy that comes in the league that isn't 6 foot two or taller, I'm just going to assume has no chance. Baker Mayfield, 6 foot, 6 foot one. Ah, toast. No chance. How'd that work out? Also a smaller quarterback that people said couldn't see over the line. Not as much as they said about Dylan Gabriel, but they still said it. Bryce Young's smaller, by the way. People still have a lot of hope for him in Carolina. I have a lot of hope for him in Carolina. Think he's going to be good. First round pick, more talented than Dylan Gabriel at this point, but same premise. All right, last one for you guys. Nick Shook of NFL.com today on with Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive. And he was talking a little bit about Deontay Johnson and his hopes with the team.
I hesitate to put too much stock into what we see in camp just because this is the same period of the summer in which Donovan Peoples-Jones had everybody convinced that he was going to be a superstar receiver. Or even way back in, 2001, Benjamin Gay, the running back, was the preseason darling that never even made the final roster. These things tend to get overblown at that time, but I will say he has plenty of proof in his career that he can be a productive receiver. The big issue for him over the last few years has been convincing him to play, has been motivating him to play.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, when we bring up guys like DPJ and Benjamin Gay, I'm like, okay, but those guys were true, like, preseason heroes. Like, Donovan Peoples-Jones is, what, a sixth-round pick? Okay. Yeah, that's a preseason hero, who, by the way, turned out to be pretty damn good for a sixth-round pick. I'm looking at my sixth-rounder being like, that's a bona fide wide receiver three for what was a pretty good football team. That's a win. Like, I feel really good about DPJ. Deontay Johnson has been a Pro Bowler. Like, he's been a top of the level. But as Nick said, the main thing for him is get over the hump. Like, just show me that you want to come to work every day. Show me that when the season starts, even if you're not getting the targets you want, even if you're not getting the snap share that you want, that you're still coming today, putting in the work, and putting yourself on the field to be available and make plays. And then that comes with time. That's why I think Nick's right to a degree that, like, we can't overreact to Deontay Johnson in training camp. You can't do it because it's going to be almost as sad as it is to say a week-to-week basis with Deontay Johnson, even in the season, until he proves it for over half of a year that it's this guy's dedicated, he's coming to grind, and what he says turns into reality. I'm going to have the same questions week in and week out, but the potential is there. We should be excited about the potential of Deontay Johnson. You certainly just shouldn't be counting it in as like a guarantee this is going to be happening. He's going to be great. All right, that'll do it for the station buzz. When we come on back here in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit of Browns and people still today riled up about Shedeur Sanders. So I want to ask you guys at 216-474-0092, why on earth would the Browns actually be rooting against Shedeur Sanders? And do you actually believe that? We'll also get to our Browns daily quarterback rankings right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.